He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Oh, who cares?
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. What is going on with our teams right now, ladies and gentlemen? Get a text from the boss, and he's using the word turmoil. What's going on with our three teams?
Good morning. I thought you were talking about the other text. You know, when you get early in your 40s, and your kids are off in school, and you just look at life, you don't get excited about much. But I was excited about yesterday's show, which was going to be remote at Chase, and we get a text in cancel. I'm hurt. I have my shirt in the cleaners, Evan. I'll bounce back.
Yeah, we were going to be out at Warriors Chase yesterday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
We'll push it back.
Yeah.
We'll push it back. They got stuff going on.
Yeah, they do.
Giants have stuff going on.
I got 49ers. My own
Good stuff.
Who?
The Giants.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
they got the talent.
They fired their manager. They're in great shape. Everything's smooth sailing.
No, if I get divorced, I'm looking for my new bride.
Mm.
That's exciting.
Okay.
I don't just.
It's exciting. It also means you're a failure. Your relationship was a failure with Bob Melvin.
Oh, right.
It was such a failure. He lasted less than Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, 2 years.
Anyway, the boss is like, boy, these teams are in turmoil. And I said, turmoil?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's turmoil. But how would you describe what's going on with the three Bay Area teams right now? We got the Niners, injury ravaged. They played on a Thursday against the Rams.
This is their Friday. Who's quarterbacking? Like, I truly don't know. I was listening to the Morning Joes, and I tell you, I mean, they were going back and forth on who's quarterbacking, but I don't got the intel.
It'll be Purdy, or it'll be Jones, or maybe Martinez.
Okay, it might be Martinez.
That's what's going to happen Thursday.
Shout out to Van Gundy's.
Then we got the Giants looking for a manager, and Buster Posey's going to reach out to Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy's willing.
Who's no longer, his contract was up in Texas.
Boy. And then the Warriors started training camp, in quotes. Yeah. They started training camp. I mean, listen, you can make of it what you will, but the Golden State Warriors just had media day, and the coach and the general manager weren't available to talk. So that tells you that they have no interest in meeting the media until they get this Kuminga thing resolved, because they know that Kuminga is going to be asked about constantly, and they don't have a resolution now, so they want to figure this out still. And in theory, they got one more day to do it.
There you go.
We'll see.
Yeah. Something this long going to where it affected media day? Seriously, in your years of covering the association.
I'd have to think, but, you know, there have been holdouts and there have been disgruntled players. I think it's fair to say the Warriors' season's not off to a good start, even though they haven't played. This isn't the way they wanted to go into the season.
That I get, but, and again, you could call me naivete, Steiny. I just feel like, and we'll break it down, all three of the teams, but just with the Warriors, I don't know why I feel like Kuminga's coming back, and whatever he comes back on, that's not going, basketball, good or bad, lack of depth, not enough depth, will be the reason in health that the Warriors won't accomplish their goals. I don't know why I'm not. Normally, I'm where you're at. Like, this ain't good for anybody, but I'm not there.
Yeah, I am. I am.
Man.
It's just not the way you want to start a season. And it's just something that's lingered for so long now that I think people are getting tired of it. They just want a resolution. But here's the problem. They're not really going to get a resolution.
Mm.
They're not going to get a resolution until the season starts. They start playing games if Kuminga's on the team, and then we see how Kuminga reacts, and we see how the team plays. We see how he plays. We see if they're gelling. But the whether he takes that qualifying offer or something else happens, unless he's traded, this is going to be a cloud over the start of the season until things settle down into a pattern that we think is productive, essentially.
Now, how? Let's go forecast. When you say cloud, my thing is, if it was a Kevin Durant in that last year, that constituted to me a cloud, because we difference on opinion on what Kuminga is, and I think he's the future. He has a possibility to be a superstar or a star in this league. Steiny, I'm asking you how big of a cloud that can be because it's Kuminga and he's 22. He's not a finished product. Can it be that big of a cloud when you got stewards and OGs like Steph, Dre, and Jimmy Butler?
They need Kuminga.
No, that I get.
Okay, well, he's not invested. Like, I don't understand.
But
like,
aren't you selling him short, though, if he were to come back on this? Like, I guess I'm asking you, break down that cloud. Like, how big?
It's like when you take a contract that you feel like you got undercut and you're going to play, you know, you got a contract for a year, but you're pissed off. Mm. It's like you may have good days, but you're not going to have all good days.
I'll give you that. And I've been there.
And the bottom line is that unless Kuminga's on the team and they're giving him the role he wants, then there's going to be fallout. And I think it's the role that Jonathan Kuminga wants is still unavailable to him here. It's a good role, but it's not the role he wants. He wants to be leaned on more. He wants more of a role.
Yeah.
He wants to be more invested in. He wants to be part of the future, all that kind of thing. So
So the fallout, even though I'm saying it's minuscule, you think this is already fallout, the fact that he's not at media day and the coach and the GM haven't?
Of course, the fallout's
already started.
Yes, of course.
Damn.
Of course. And
you changing your win total?
I didn't make it.
But if you had?
No, because I don't think he's that important.
I wouldn't if
you said the Warriors signed
wins.
Kuminga or he takes the qualifying offer, or you say they've traded with the Kings or the Suns, my win total's probably going to be the same.
Wow. Yeah, I'm on the other side, but I would really be hurt if he got traded, because that's what I am, sounding a fan with a mic.
Well, if you're truly a fan of Jonathan Kuminga, you know what? You should want him to be traded. If you're a Jonathan Kuminga fan, you should want him out of here.
Because it's going to be a bad scene. Why do you think right now, JK, you're bigger than a six-man role, which you can have right now, / starter if guys get hurt? And if you look at the ages of the three that are in the starting lineup, I mean, not that I'm wanting this, Donnie. We know that's not the case. You got action to do that and be a starter when need be. Like, why is that not right now something you can just...
Because he doesn't like it here. He doesn't like it here. He's not crazy about Kerr. He doesn't like his role.
How he's been handled.
Exactly. I mean, this is, you know, we've got 4 years of evidence here. So we got the Niners. They play Thursday. We got the Giants. They need a new manager. And the Golden State Warriors are starting training camp, but they don't have a resolution on Jonathan Kuminga. So if I were to ask Bay Area fans, how would you describe the state of the three teams in the Bay Area? Our boss said, you know, they're in a little turmoil. I don't know if that's a little strong for me, but I do think that each of these franchises right now, short-term and long-term, there are questions.
I got one
there
in turmoil.
Absolutely
the other
questions
two I don't.
About the upcoming season and upcoming seasons. Yeah. I think there is a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
So that's the word I would use. What about you guys at 888-957-9570?
Fear for me with the Niners. And I know we're up against it, and I'll break it down more on the other side. But, Steiny, this just may be a price of a dynasty. If nobody can figure out why guys are continuing OGs to get hurt, youngsters, if this is what you truly are and the coach is not going, I'm not blaming the coach, Kyle, to go out his way to spell guys and put them on a pitch count, this is your reality then. I mean, Ricky Pearsall wasn't here for 2019 Super Bowl. Brock Purdy wasn't. But those are some of the stewards that are hurt. And if this is just what I'm a combination of the price of a dynasty, and now you're telling me Brock Purdy might not be as good as I once thought. I'm not there yet. But if he's out there, I still got to grade accordingly. Like, that stuff worries me, partner. And if Trent Williams is finally at the end of the road, shout out boys to men, then Steiny, you got to start over. And this just might be what and who the Niners are.
All right.
That to me is fear. Then, but I can be wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they got a big one on Thursday against the Rams. You interested in Bochy? Can you go home again? Bochy and the Giants are probably going to have a conversation about the future. How you feeling about Bochy, or is that, are the Giants on your back burner? What are your priorities right now in terms of your concern level with all these teams? 888-957-9570. And we're also going to get into a little bit later, if we remember, we got to talk about the just fan behavior. Unacceptable.
Oh,
get better, everybody. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, and that segment was brought to you by Safeway.